Here's a number that was sent to me. The person's name is Bronwyn, and there's a suggestion. It says that she's a nanny, and I need to tell her that I need a nanny for my mongoloid child, and to give a backstory that I had sex with my cousin, and that the child's not to be let out of the basement. And of course, I'm just going to ignore all your suggestions and do this. That'll teach you to make suggestions. No, I'm kidding. I'll try and work my way up to that, but I'm going to start in a different spot.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bronwyn?
Yes.
Hello, this is Darren from T-Mobile.
Hi.
Hi, were you having problems with your wireless phone?
You're having problems with my wireless phone?
Well, we show that you've run up your long-distance bill. Like, it's up to $3,800 right now.
I haven't made any long-distance calls at all.
Oh, there's been so much long-distance calls and, like, in-app purchases. And it looks like you have a virus on your phone. And, like, hackers have taken over your phone and they're just charging all this stuff to it.
Uh-oh.
But we're going to have to shut off your long-distance.
That's fine. I haven't been making any long-distance calls at all.
Okay, well, don't get an attitude with me. Yeah, they've been...
I'm not trying to.
They've taken over your entire phone. Like, it looks like they have access to your camera, so they can see everything that your camera sees.
Really?
Yeah, and they can hear everything on the microphone, even when you're not on the phone. And they can make calls come from your phone to, like...
This is a really, really late time for you to be calling me, though. Are you sure you're not some, like... You're just messing with me?
No, it's because it's an emergency, because, like, we see all this activity, and they're doing all these things on your phone. So I thought you might want to know that, so you could shut your phone off. But the only problem is, like, if you shut it off, they can turn it back on, because they have control of your phone.
Who does?
The hackers. They've got this malware thing. It's called the ENDS botnet.
Are you going to charge me $3,000?
Well, yeah, until we get it all figured out and make sure that it was really the hackers and not you. They've got, like, just access to everything on your phone, though.
Are you serious?
You might want to just, like, wipe out your phone. Like, they have all your family's info, like, any notes and any pictures that are in there. They're probably uploading it all to revengeporn.com, for all we know.
What do you mean, revenge porn?
Well, I'm just saying if there's any dirty pictures in there.
Who is this who's calling?
My name is Greg from T-Mobile. Wireless, corporate security, IT department.
Okay. No, I can't handle this right now. I just got hit by a car, so I have a concussion. So any kind of stress like this is really bad.
Yeah, you don't want stress. You don't want any extra stress.
No, I don't want to have $3,000 to give to you. I have no friends. I've been calling long distance at all.
Okay.
This is really weird, and you're calling at 11. That's even weirder.
Yeah, it's almost as if this is a prank call. Almost.
Are you fucking with me?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. It's just a prank.
Who is this?
But I'll leave you alone since you have a concussion, because now you made me feel bad.
Who is this, though?
I'm just a random person. I just saw your number on Facebook or something.
What's your name?
My name is Greg. I'm from T-Mobile Wireless Corporate Security.
But are you actually prank calling me?
Yeah. I just get bored here at the security office. So, like, and there, it's like a really slow night, and there's no one else to, like, there's no legitimate calls to make, so I'm just gonna call random people.
You're so mean.
I know.
That's a really mean thing to do. Yeah, I do actually have a concussion, though. Like, I wasn't fucking around about that.
Really?
But,
what happened?
You know, like, I was riding my bike, and I got hit by a car, like, a week ago, and I've been having a concussion. It's like you have headaches in and out.
Oh, I see. Were you wearing a helmet?
No, because I'm being stupid.
It's okay. Nobody wears a helmet. Helmets are gay. Like, it's better to have a concussion and not look gay.
I don't know about that. I got a helmet.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess now.
I bought one after the concussion.
Good.
But carry on, Greg. It's a very funny thing, and, like, normally it would be really humorous. It's even funny now, but you kind of freaked me out.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I freaked you out. Like, you're getting a free pass. Like, I'm letting you off the hook because you have a concussion.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.
A really considerate thing to do.
Yep, I'm a nice guy sometimes, but For the most part, I'm just a huge asshole that calls people and messes with them.
You seem like a nice guy. Carry on. Okay. I'm going to go back to bed.
All right. Well, sleep well. Have good dreams and stuff.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. I have such a soft spot for people with concussions, damn it.